I yawned and stretched under the bed covers as I slowly awoke in my big double bed. The space next to me was empty, indicating my wife Judy had woken earlier and left the bedroom, probably in search of one of our sons or daughters for an early morning fuck. Judy had married me, Colin, when we were at college, and we were wild and young, sex-mad youngsters. 22 years later, we remain just as highly sexed, and now involved our children in our fuck-fest, too. Realizing it was a Saturday, I smiled to myself, feeling my cock stiff over my belly, and knowing that I would be able to relieve myself of the nightly buildup of cum in my heavy balls with my kids. Judy and myself had 4 children, 2 daughters, Tori and Emily, and 2 sons, Ricky and Joel. I had deflowered my 4 kids with my very own thick 8-inch prick on the day they each turned 5. I took their appropriate cherries with Judy, not only encouraging me, but also actively getting involved. In the case of Tori and Emily, on their respective 5th birthdays, I de-virginized their pussies and fired my cum into their tender young wombs, and then flipped them over, with plenty of lubrication, and fucked them anally. In the case of Joel and Ricky, I deflowered their little 5-year-old bums before Judy took them and encouraged their tiny cocks to stiffen. Though they were far from capable of ejaculating at that age, the boys were instructed to fuck their mum's cunt, the sheer thrill of underage sex and incest magnifying the physical pleasure we all gained from these activities. The kids were growing up now into fine young fuckers. Tori was the eldest at 16 years of age, a brunette with a fantastic body, firm young tits and a hot cunt that she kept shaved bald, much to my delight. My elder son was Ricky. He was a handsome boy of 14, journeying through puberty and with a dick that was 6 inches in length and showing every sign of overtaking mine in size just within a few years. Then came Emily, my sweet little daddy's girl. A charming blonde with a skinny body, a tight cunt and a firm ass, and an appetite for sex far in advance of her 11 years. Then there was Joel, a delicate and slightly effeminate boy, who despite being more than capable of fucking his mother and sisters with his hard little dick, utterly loved adopting the female role and being fucked in the arse. The little rascal's anal addiction was something me and my other son Ricky tried our hardest to satisfy to no avail. Joel was 10 years old, the youngest of my offspring. Lying here in the bedroom of my isolated farmhouse, I stroked my hard dick and pondered which of my kids to fuck first. We had 3 bedrooms, and each of us males, Joel, Ricky, and myself, stayed in one permanently, whilst the girls will share our rooms with us. They shifted and swapped over each night, so that I might spend the night with my wife, the next night with Emily, the next night with my wife again, the next 2 with Tori, and so on. With my boys also getting a fair share of variation. Sometimes we just split into 2 threesomes. Other times all of us sleeping together, sprawled across a bed naked after an evening of screwing. It worked nicely for us all, though as nice as our nightly fucks as couples were, the big orgies in the days and evening were the best. I thought back to last night and how we'd all fucked on the living room floor in front of the big roaring fire. It was currently November. Judy had been serviced by us all, taking my dick in her cunt and Ricky's in her ass and our youngest son Joel's dick in her mouth. All the while frigging pussies of Tori and Emily. Judy came hard during that episode and was rewarded by the outpouring of sticky sperm from 3 cocks plugging up her orifices. Thinking about such fun, I was well and truly erect now, and I slid out of bed, got to my feet, stretching and yawning with a nice thumping case of morning wood. I was of average height and good build, dark hair with brown eyes and a long, thick prick, which was currently pointing straight up like a baseball bat swaying in the air. Though I was 38, I might as well be half that age because I was almost permanently horny, a description that applied equally to my wife and kids. "Looking good, Colin," I smiled to myself as I looked in the mirror, before I turned and left the room. My first stop was a large bedroom next to mine. Joel slept in there, and I believe he'd gone to bed with Tori. I heard humping noises, the squeaking of bed springs, and cries of pleasure. Grinning with pride as my two eldest children's activities, I knocked on the door and let myself in. The bed was a huge king-size one, and laying along it was Joel, 10 years old, blonde boy naked, being straddled by Tori, who was also nude. The teenager's long brown hair was stuck to her pretty face with sweat as she energetically bounced on her brother's firm prick. The hard member wedged up Tori's tight-shaved cunt. Though his bald dick was fairly slim and only a few inches in length, Joel was very erect and clearly giving his sister's cunt a good pounding. "Hey there, kids," I greeted them, calmly strolling in while stroking my dick. "You been up long?" "Morning, Dad," Tori smiled, still riding Joel's prick. "We've been up a little while." "I've been in Tori's cunt for about 10 minutes, panted my son, though I did spend a while licking her out. "Joel is fantastic at oral," Tori purred. "I swear his tongue is 9 inches long sometimes." She leaned down and kissed her brother. Tori was 5'5", almost a foot taller than Joel, but he was not as delicate as his slender frame suggested, and he was vigorously thrusting upwards as his sister rode his preteen cock. "Climb aboard, Dad," Joel invited me, reaching around and clapping his hands to Tori's buttocks and spreading those firm, round cheeks. "Stick your dick up Tori's arsehole. You know how much she loves double penetration." I reached for a tube of KY jelly on the bedside table and squirted some on the swollen purple head of my dick. I rubbed the cream over my member, slathering it on my firm shaft while eyeing my daughter's bottom. Then I got onto the bed, getting astride Joel's legs and aiming my dick towards Tori's anus. She paused her rhythm for a moment, whilst I nudged my pole against her arsehole and began to squeeze in. "Oof, Daddy," shivered Tori. "Put it up my arse. I love getting double fucked." "It's going in, honey," I told her, watching as the first few inches of my dick disappeared up her bum. With a final thrust, I shoved the remainder of my greased member into my 16-year-old daughter's bumhole, wedging myself into her rectum to the hilt. "God, Daddy, that's fantastic," she wailed. "Oh, fuck, my dad's dick in my arse and my little brother's in my cunt. Heaven, motherfucking heaven." She began bouncing once more, thrashing and bucking between me and Joel's steady humping actions. For a good 5 minutes, our pricks drilled her cunt and arsehole and drove her wild with ecstasy. "Fuck her, Joel," I told my son. "Fuck Tori hard in her cunt. Drive your dick up her." "I'm doing it, Daddy," he beamed, clamping his hands over his sister's tits and thrusting up into her cunt. "I'm fucking her. Whoa, yeah, this is good. Drill her bum, Dad. That'll make Tori come." "I will come," the girl cried. "Oh, fuck me, yeah. I always come with two dicks in me at the same time. Oh, ah, ah." "You lovely little whore," I whispered in her ear. "Yeah, have a climax for Daddy. Come with our dicks in you." "Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Fuck me. Fuck my cunt. Fuck my arsehole. Ah, ah, ah." Tori climaxed hard, her body tensing throughout her orgasm before she grew limp. Out of breath, Joel and myself slowed down our thrusting, the lovely teenager between us slumping over and kissing Joel on his lips. "You gave me a great orgasm," she sighed. "You fucked my cunt so well, honey. My lovely little brother. And Daddy, you fucked my shitter perfectly. What a climax." "Having a good cum is the best way to start the day," Joel said, kissing his sister's neck while stroking her hair. "Me and Joel haven't come yet," I announced, sliding my dick from Tori's rectum. "Time to shoot our sperm. Move aside, Tori." "Sure, Daddy." "What have you got in mind?" asked Joel, while his sister dismounted him. "I'm going to fuck you in the arse, son, while you sperm up over Tori's face. I want you to give her a nice cum bath." "Okay, Dad," Joel agreed, excited at this suggestion. We got into a fresh position, and Tori lay on her back while Joel knelt astride her chest, his little dick wobbling stiffly in her pretty young face. I bent down behind Joel and licked his anus, digging my tongue up between his buttocks and running my tongue up around his shitter. Then I got up and got astride Tori's stomach, directly behind my youngest son. My cock was still slick with KY jelly, and I pushed it up into Joel's anus, slowly applying pressure and sinking my member into his arsehole, making him tense with pleasure. Like his siblings, Joel had been deflowered anally when he was just 5, and in the 5 years since then, he had taken both my cock and his brother Ricky's up his asshole many, many times. His bum was beautifully tight, and soon, with my hands gripping his skinny shoulders, I had eased my entire 8-inch dick into his gripping hot shitter. "Jerk off," I told him, buggering his bum at a medium pace. "Jerk your dick into Tori's face and come over her." "Yes, Dad," panted Joel, his voice shaky with ecstasy. He was seemingly addicted to getting buggered, and the effeminate little lad was moaning in pleasure as he began to masturbate. His cock was thrust straight down at Tori's face, the girl lying underneath of us, frigging her cunt. "Spray it over me," Tori begged her brother. "Whack off and spunk over me. I want your cum." "It won't take long," the boy grunted, pumping his dick with his fist. "Dad's dick up my arse feels so good. Oh, shit. It's almost here already. Fuck, fuck, motherfucker. Ah!" Looking over the boy's shoulder, I could see his dick spurt out his young jism, white fluid splashing over his sister's face. Tori moved her head from side to side, enjoying the feeling of her little brother's sperm coating her. Meanwhile, my orgasm hit me, and my body shivered with joy as my cock began to pump hot sperm into Joel's arse. Slamming my cock up and into my son's bottom, I flooded the 10-year-old's rectum with cum, his arsehole spasming around the hilt of my dick as I ejaculated hard and powerfully into his prepubescent body. I eased out of Joel's bum, moving aside and watching as Joel dismounted his sister, all of us out of breath and happy. Tori rubbed her fingers over her spermy face, rubbing the cum into her skin. Her mother had told her it was good for the skin. All that protein, apparently. "Fancy fucking me again, Daddy?" Joel asked. "A good arse fucking will give me another stiffy, and then I'll be able to give Tori another seeing to." "Okay," I agreed, "but I won't be able to come this time. I'll save that for your mom, or one of your other siblings. Now come on, kid," I continued, reaching over, slapping Joel's cute bum. "Bend over and I'll fuck you some more." Joel eagerly got on his hands and knees, brushing some of his blonde hair from his face with a little girly flick of his wrist. I edged up to him, stroking my cock, which was already hard once more. I began to push my cock into his arsehole, the orifice slick and dilated from my previous entry. Purring like a deeply penetrated little whore, Joel took the entire length of my hard pole into his arse, while arcing his back, his eyes fluttering as he was plunged into utter ecstasy. "Fuck his arse, Dad," Tori encouraged me, while reaching under her little brother and grabbing his dick. "Bugger the little whore and I'll stroke his dick until it's hard again. Then he can fuck my cunt good and proper." "Mmm," Joel panted. "Oh, God. My prick is stiffening already. Oh, yeah. Right up my motherfucking arse. Fuck it up there. Oh, ah." Oh." Proudly, I watched as my son's young anus swallowed up my long rod of vein-rippled meat each time I sank the entire length into his rectum. Tori worked hard with her fists to pump Joel's dick until it was nice and hard underneath him. My work accomplished, I withdrew from the boy's arse. "There you go, kid," I told him. "You'll be able to dish out the same treatment to your sister." "Okay, Dad," Joel said. I could tell that he wanted me to continue to bugger him until I came, but there were other arses and cunts that my dick had to take care of that morning. I bid my children farewell for now. With Joel mounting Tori and sliding into her tight cunt, I left the room. The next room I went to was Ricky's, at the end of the hallway. The door was slightly ajar, and I could hear the sound of humping. I wondered whether Ricky was perhaps servicing his mother or his little sister Emily. Still naked and very erect, I discovered that my eldest boy was giving his mother a good seeing to with his perpetually hard prick. My wife, Judy, was a couple years older than me. Her hair was short and blonde, almost like Joel's. Tall and slender, Judy was very pretty. Had small but firm tits and a good arse. Her cunt was furry with blonde pubes. From her wild days at college, she had a tattoo. A coiled snake around a dagger on her left buttock. Currently, she was lying on her back, on the bed, with her legs spread, panting in pleasure as she was fucked by her son, Ricky. The 14-year-old lad was about 5'7", just a bit taller than his mom, and slim with well-toned, lithe body. He humped his mother in the missionary position, turning and flashing me a grin. Even after all the sexual experiences within the family, down the years, he still thought it was great that, unlike most teenage boys, he could deplete himself of his pent-up adolescent sexual urges by fucking his mother while his father watched. I stroked my dick as I observed the pair of them together, my well-fucked wife also acknowledging my presence with a smile as she was shafted in her cunt. It wasn't long before I felt compelled to join them. Sensing this, Ricky eased his hard young dick from his mom's cunt and moved aside. "Morning, Dad," he finally said to me. "All right there, son," I responded. "Judy, how are you, dear?" "Fine," she said, sitting up, as I leaned down and gave her a kiss. "Just beginning the day with a fine hard fuck from my dear son." "Like any mother should," I smiled. "Now, honey, how about getting a spit roast? I've just sodomized little Joel, so you fancy sucking my cock clean?" "Absolutely," Judy agreed. She got onto her hands and knees on the bed whilst I knelt in front of her, tending to her eager lips with my prick. She took half of it down her gullet without hesitation, sucking deeply on my prick and moaning lustily at the taste of it. Ricky, meanwhile, got behind his mother and slid his prick into her cunt. It was a tight and hot hole and a look of serene joy that spread over the boy's face as he slid back into it to the hilt. Ricky proceeded to fuck his mother's cunt whilst clasping her buttocks with his hands, while I in turn held Judy's head and began to pump my hips, fucking her willing mouth with my hard dick. "Mom's hot today," Ricky commented, breathing hard. "Even hotter than usual. I've been fucking her for almost an hour, and both her cunt and her arse, and she's still far from fucking satisfied." "It'll take a lot to satisfy her," I responded. "Any woman or girl who is satisfied with a 10-minute fuck every few nights is just not worthy of being deemed feminine. True women want cock as frequently as possible, just like any true man or boy wants cunt all the time." Judy clearly agreed with this, but was unable to articulate such an opinion, busy as she was sucking on my hard dick. Having given Judy's cunt a good shafting after a few minutes, Ricky pulled out his mother and placed the juicy head of his juice-slathered dick in her anus. He pressed forth, squeezing the fiery tip of his member past Judy's sphincter until he was well on his way to gaining full entry to that supposedly forbidden hole. Judy emitted more muffled groans of pleasure as she sucked me off while her 14-year-old son's erect penis entered her bum. With his cock well and truly lodged in his mother's crapshoot, Ricky settled into a good rhythm, pumping his hips and drilling his mother's arsehole with his red-hot dick, whilst the 40-year-old slut, spit-roasted on our pricks, bucked and grunted with animalistic lust. I eventually pulled out of Judy's mouth, letting her catch her breath and unleashing moans of pleasure. "Oh, fuck my arse, son," she wailed. "Oh, God, yeah, yeah, fuck my shitter. Oh, honey, honey, yeah, yeah, Ricky, fuck mommy's shitter." Meanwhile, I stood and offered my dick to Ricky, who didn't hesitate to take me into his mouth, fellatiating me skillfully while he gave his mum a nice, hot bum-fucking. After a minute or two, we broke up. Judy remained on her hands and knees, though, but now it was me kneeling behind her. I entered her cunt, sliding my prick deep into her womb and proceeding to fuck her hard. Ricky, meanwhile, was in front of his mother, and Judy sucked her son's cock with glee, tasting her own shit on that rampant young boy meat. Ricky knew how much his mother liked getting two dicks in her twat at once, so he shortly slid his dick from her mouth and got down, edging himself under Judy until his prick was thrusting up under her cunt. With a bit of maneuvering, Judy was able to reach down and guide her son's prick into her cunt along with mine. It was an activity we'd tried many times on both Judy's cunt and arsehole, And soon that horny woman had both Ricky and myself in her cunt. Fuck, that is heaven, she panted. Oh, fuck, oh, ah, two pricks in my cunt at once. Both of you, fuck my cunt, fuck me, ah. Me and Ricky drove hard up into the hot slut between us, our cocks rubbing together as they were pushed up into Judy's slit. My second orgasm of the morning, just as good as my first. Sperm welling up and exploding deep inside my wife's cunt. I groaned with pleasure as my cock fired its sticky outpourings into Judy's cunt. I almost fainted with pleasure. Ricky, at the same time, shot his load, both our jizz pumping into Judy's womb at the same time. Once we had recovered, we moved apart. What a great fuck you are, Mom, Ricky said, stroking his mother's hair while she lapped at his softening prick. You're the best mom in the world. I staggered off the bed, wiping sweat from my brow. Aren't you staying, honey? Judy asked, stroking Ricky's dick, which was already showing signs of resurrection. I'm going to go see Emily, I announced. I'm getting hungry, but I might manage one more fuck before breakfast. Fancy anything to eat, you two? Just mom's arse, Ricky laughed, reaching around, smacking Judy's buttocks. His mother laughed. We'll be fine, she said. We'll stay up here and fuck some more. You go see Emily. She hasn't gotten boned today, and you know how she loves her father's cock in the morning. Okay. See you later. I left the room, leaving mother and son to fuck their way through the morning.